Welcome to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs program from iHeartRadio San Francisco, highlighting issues and organizations working to improve our communities. I'm your host, Tinka, and I'll let the guests introduce themselves and the organization that they are with. Guest, welcome.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa Golub. I'm a Breakthrough T1D Northern California Chapter Board Member, the Chair of Community Engagement. I've been living with type 1 diabetes since the age of 5. I'm a Breakthrough T1D Walk participant, and my family has been involved with the organization for many years.
So, Breakthrough T1D, break that down. Somebody was like, what does all that stand for? Break that down for us. What is Breakthrough T1D?
Yeah, definitely. And also, many people might be more familiar with JDRF.
Yes.
The leading global T1D research and advocacy organization. So we recently changed our name to Breakthrough T1D, and it's a big change. A lot of folks are familiar with JDRF, but a really, really exciting one. JDRF stood for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and it was founded over 50 years ago. Since then, the science and understanding of type 1 diabetes has evolved so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition that was once called juvenile diabetes because it was often diagnosed and seen in children. It's now medically known as type 1 diabetes or T1D. On that same note, children do not grow out of it, and it impacts all ages and stages of life. It can be diagnosed at any age, and actually 50% of new diagnoses are in adults. So the organization needed a new name to reflect our entire community.
So T1D, that's what we're calling it now, T1D. And like she said, folks, you might remember this as the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, but now we have a new name. The mission is the same, correct?
Absolutely correct. Our mission remains the same, and Breakthrough T1D wants to better express who we are today. The incredible breakthroughs that everyone in our type 1 community makes every day is incredible, and just something that we wanted to share more broadly with the community. This is my personal take, but I think it embodies so well what everyone living with type 1 diabetes does every day. They break through challenges. Families with a type 1 diabetic break through and create new ways to take care of each other. Communities break through to generate awareness of type 1 diabetes. And there are just so many ways that what can feel like the walls created from type 1 diabetes are broken through in the world every day.
You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and today we are talking with Melissa, Breakthrough T1D NorCal Chapter Board Member, on the line with us today. And tell us more about type 1 diabetes. And you said earlier that you were diagnosed.
Yeah, so I was just about 5 years old, and I was losing weight for several weeks and had really excessive thirst. So I grew up in Maryland, living in Oakland now. The summers in Maryland are very hot and can get very humid, but I do have memories of just chugging glasses of water after any time coming back inside. My mom noticed things were a bit off and took me to the doctor after a few weeks of not feeling great.
How are you managing it just day to day? And then how should someone who just has it begin to start managing it?
Definitely. So everyone has their own personal management plan. And honestly, that plan can change so much over time. It's best to work with an endocrinologist on what suits your lifestyle best and just be willing to adapt things pretty frequently based on what you need and what your body needs. One thing that I think goes unnoticed with type 1 diabetes management is how many decisions are required about simple things each day.
Mm.
At so many points throughout the day, you're thinking about your blood sugar, how much insulin did you recently take, how much insulin you may need to take soon, what activities are coming up that day that you want to make sure you're in a good blood sugar range for. And those thoughts can run through the minds for families and loved ones of the type 1D, and they're really nonstop, unfortunately. Throughout the day, they're just constantly going. So I think that's something that goes unnoticed.
Tell us a little bit more about the facts of the type 1 diabetes. Some people don't even know what this is, might be feeling the symptoms and don't even know what they're dealing with. But give us some of the facts of a type 1 diabetes.
Gotcha. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease in which a person's pancreas stops producing insulin. So insulin is a hormone that enables people to get energy from food. It occurs when the body's immune system attacks and destroys the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas, and those are called beta cells. Type 1 diabetes seems to have genetic and environmental components and can be diagnosed early in life, but also in adulthood. Its causes are not fully known, and currently there's no cure. Its onset has nothing to do with diet or lifestyle. People with type 1 diabetes are dependent on insulin to survive, and that can either be injected or some people use insulin pumps to get that insulin into their bodies. Approximately 1.45 million Americans live with type 1 diabetes and 9 million worldwide.
Well, you just said something that I don't think we deal with at all, and that is that it does not has nothing to do with diet or lifestyle. Because you hear so often about things that we shouldn't eat so that we do not become diabetic. Often, you know, if you eat so much of this, that's going to lead to diabetes. And so you're saying it has nothing to do with lifestyle or food.
Correct. It seems to have genetic and environmental components and can be diagnosed early in life, but also in adulthood. But the causes are not fully known, and it's nothing specifically to do with diet or lifestyle. Now, there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Those are not the same. Type 2 diabetes is a metabolic disorder in which a person's body still produces insulin, but is unable to use it effectively. So type 2 diabetes is usually diagnosed in adulthood and does not always require insulin injections. I just wanted to make that quick clarification about type 1 and type 2 as well.
No problem at all. So could a person not be diagnosed with one, not even be close to one in childhood or any other time, and then just be diagnosed with type 2?
They're not progressive at all, but someone could definitely get type 2 diabetes in adulthood.
What are some of the signs? I work with kids all the time, and I can see some of the things, but I'm thinking, okay, maybe hot. That's why you're just that thirsty all the time. But I know that increased thirst, I've known this for a while, is one of them. But what are some of the other signs of T1D?
So some other signs are, as a result of the increased thirst, frequent urination, dry mouth, itchy or dry skin, you know, many times like a rash, increased appetite, but then oddly enough, unexplained weight loss, just you're feeling very hungry all the time, but never fully satisfied, and actually you lose weight when you're at the onset of type 1. So just a lot of symptoms that people experience may attribute to work stress or other things going on in their lives at that time, but those are the main and most common symptoms of type 1 diabetes.
You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinka, and today we are talking with Melissa. Melissa is the Breakthrough T1D NorCal chapter board member. And with that being said, as well as, let's throw in the other thing, walk participant, and is living with T1D. And so you are the perfect spokesperson to tell us what is going on and how you are feeling. Can you tell us about the chapter? Give us a little information about Breakthrough T1D NorCal chapter.
For sure. And it's such a great chapter. The chapter offers an incredible amount of support and resources for those who live with type 1 diabetes in the Northern California area. The level of support that any type 1 diabetic or families and loved ones of a type 1 diabetic need varies so greatly over time and can change throughout different life chapters. So some examples of the support groups that we offer and just activities are online meet and greets, and these are available for the Spanish-speaking community as well. We offer lots of casual community gatherings and research updates around the Bay, as well as fun and more formal fundraising events. They're all a ton of fun. I've been to many of them. They're organized all with intention, and we're always open to ideas if folks have ideas for events that would be a hit in their community.
One of the biggest fundraisers is the walk. And so can you talk to us a little bit about Breakthrough T1D Walk and information on when it's happening?
So we're thrilled that the walk is actually happening in two locations this year.
Oh.
The Silicon Valley Walk. Yeah, two walks. we're super excited about it. It's such a great event, and we're really, really thrilled to be expanding it to two locations this year. So, you know, if you don't get enough at the first one, you know, you can sign up for the second.
Yeah,
go two for two.
Do them both. Yes. And so give us the information on, because they're kind of right behind each other. I mean, you got a little space, but they're kind of right behind each other for people to be a part of. So let us know when the dates are.
Definitely. So the first is the Silicon Valley Walk on October 13th at Great America in Santa Clara. And the San Francisco Walk is on October 23rd at Oracle Park in San Francisco.
And what do you do in the walk? How do you be a part of the walk? Who can be a part of the walk?
God, and it's so much more than just walking. So thousands of walkers participate, and it's a day of really just celebrating strength and unity around a cause so close to all of us living with type 1 diabetes. For me, this walk has always been so invigorating. Families, companies, schools, and individuals form teams to raise money and join the celebration. So walkers can fundraise for the walk, you know, through social media, good old-fashioned letters. I've even seen lemonade stands, car washes. One of my friends made beautiful low-sugar cookies one year for my team, Melissa's crew. So there's so many ways to get involved and support. But bottom line, it's just coming out and celebrating the strength and unity and rallying behind finding a cure.
I even heard you guys had a parade going on.
Oh, there's parades, there's signs, there's ribbon. It's really a lot of fun.
That's good. So listen, if you can be a part of that, Silicon Valley Walk is on October 13th, and the San Francisco Walk is on October 23rd. Where can people find out information?
So you can visit walk.breakthroughtmd.org and look for Silicon Valley or San Francisco to register.
So everything you need to know about this is on the website. I truly want to circle back and talk about a parade, but all the information, let's focus on the walk. All the information that you need is on the website for the walk, the times, when you need to be there, how you move, and what you do on those days, correct?
Yeah, so the walk, actually the walk at Great America in Santa Clara will be in the morning. So check-in is at 8 a.m. And in the Walk Village, you know, they have coffee, they have breakfast. You can enjoy fun activities for the whole family after the walk as well. The participants can spend the day within the park, riding the rides, and just enjoying the day. The walk at Oracle Park in San Francisco will be in the afternoon, and check-in will start around 4 p.m. The Walk Village will be at the new China Basin Park across from Oracle Park, and the route is, I'm super excited for this, but it'll be around the baseball field, which is exciting and brand new this year.
This is absolutely wonderful. We got a new name now with the TD1 because you're used to the old name, but we're moving forward. We're moving forward. And now two opportunities to join and be a part on October 13th and October 23rd. So make sure you join and be a part if this is what you want to do. Once again, give them the website.
walk.breakthroughtmd.org. And I also want to put a plug. There's also volunteer opportunities at the walk, NorCal at breakthroughtmd.org. Send a note to that email to reach out about any volunteer opportunities or if you want to get involved in the walks yourself.
If you don't think this takes a village to make happen, maybe you don't want to walk, but you definitely could be a part in supporting by being a volunteer, helping too. Opportunities again, October 13th down there in Santa Clara, and the 23rd down here in San Francisco. So opportunity is there for you to help out and be a part. So let's talk a little bit also, let's put a little bit more on the parade. How is this parade going to take effect? What are we doing at the parade?
So Walk Day is a big rally for our community, as I mentioned. Last year, we actually started a T1D champion parade where we celebrated everyone living with T1D from less than 1 year, so the newly diagnosed, to more than 50 years. Everyone was walking together. Everyone was cheering each other on. It was really, really incredible to see.
The parade, yeah, the parade sounds awesome. That is something within itself to know that you do not stand alone in this. Others have gone through just newly being diagnosed to having this for years. So that's a great thing that you guys champion to have this parade go through. As you said before, it's more than a walk. Funding that you receive is going outward to help towards this cause. So T1D, what kind of research does Breakthrough T1D fund?
So our main focus is on finding cures, and until then, improving lives for those living with type 1 diabetes and their families and friends. To find cures, there's a ton of scientists studying ways to restore or replace insulin-producing cells, turn off the autoimmune attack responsible for destroying those cells, and also just preventing the attack from happening in the first place.
That is a lot. So is T1D getting the funding and then sourcing it out for this research, or is T1D... the research is in-house. How is the funding being used?
The funds are going out to other organizations to help them with the research.
Okay, so...
But within the community, within the Northern California chapter, we share a lot of research updates. There's a ton of events and just information sharing about all of these organizations and projects, and also the opportunity to get involved with some clinical studies. So just a lot of integration and opportunity to get involved made available to community members through the chapter and through the organization.
And one more again, can you give that website for people to find out information, be a part of studies, donate, all that good stuff? What's the website?
So that website, to learn more, to find resources, to get involved, is BreakthroughT1D.org. Straightforward, very simple, but BreakthroughT1D.org.
You're listening to the Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs programming from iHeartRadio San Francisco. I'm your host, Tinkin. We're talking today with Melissa, BreakthroughT1D NorCal chapter board member, as well as walk participant. Also lives with T1D and has told us a little bit of that experience. Are there any last words, Melissa, in regards to the walk, the disease, or anything that you want the community to know?
I think just letting everyone know that Breakthrough T1D is there for you, for all the type 1 diabetics out there. We are here for you. There's so many events to get involved with, so many ways to join the community here. We're so excited to see where all the activities and projects funded through Breakthrough T1D will take us in the next few years. And I really hope to see you and everyone else listening at an event soon.
There it is. Breakthrough T1D Walk is what we've been talking about. You know this organization because it's been around for over 50 years. We used to know it as JDRF, which stood for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. They have a new name. It's the same organization, just with the new name and a look. So BreakthroughT1D.org is where you go to check out all the information. This year we have two walks that you can be a part of. You've got October 13th at California's Great America in Santa Clara, or you have October 23rd, Oracle Park in San Francisco. Once again, the website is BreakthroughT1D.org. If you can't or don't want to walk, then surely you may want to volunteer or do other things with the organization. So once again, it's BreakthroughT1D.org. Thank you for joining us for Bay Area Focus, our weekly public affairs program from iHeartRadio San Francisco. Today's guest was Melissa, Breakthrough T1D NorCal chapter board member, as well as a walk participant, and lives with type 1 diabetes. We thank you. If you have an organization or something you feel helps to better our community, then contact me at tinka@iheartmedia.com. I'll be back next Sunday with another edition of Bay Area Focus.